This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is planning to take a closer look at two rare plants found only in northwestern New Mexico to see if they warrant protection under the Federal Endangered Species Act. Environmentalists are pointing to the small cactus and the flowering herb as more reasons oil and gas development should be limited in the San Juan Basin. They say federal land managers aren't doing enough to preserve the plants. The fight over drilling in the region has been ongoing for decades, with the driving force being protection of areas beyond Chaco Culture National Historical Park that are considered significant to Native American tribes. Legislation that would establish a buffer on federal land surrounding the park is pending in Congress. Groups also have been pressuring Interior Secretary Deb Haaland, a former New Mexico congresswoman and the first Native American to head a cabinet department, to take executive action. The cactus and the herb mark the latest rallying cry. A year after holding only drive-through graduations, the school district for New Mexico's second most populous city has scheduled in-person graduation ceremonies at the district's soccer stadium for its six high schools. Las Cruces Public Schools scheduled ceremonies for the various schools on May 21st and May 22nd. New Mexico State University also has two in-person ceremonies planned this weekend. Social distancing and mask wearing will be required. And as the pace of vaccination slows, New Mexico health officials announced today that vaccines will be available at New Mexico United home games in Albuquerque starting this weekend. Shots will be available for up to 150 ticket holders to the May 15th match in the tailgate lot. The latest state data shows just over 48% of residents over the age of 16 have been fully vaccinated. The Howard Center for Investigative Journalism reports that worker safety oversight in the U.S. rarely leads to consequences for companies that are not protecting employees from COVID-19. It says a fraction of COVID-related complaints to the Occupational Safety and Health Administration lead to inspections. Fewer result in penalties. OSHA has not cited the nation's largest retailer, Walmart, despite employee complaints, illnesses, and deaths. Walmart says there's no proof that employees get sick at work, even while some facilities are linked to triple-digit cases. The report found 151 Walmart facilities in 10 states with available data where multiple COVID-19 illnesses were recorded. On average, one quarter of the company's stores and distribution centers in those states were affected. In New Mexico, COVID-19 hit nearly every store. Walmart provides a window into OSHA's performance during the pandemic. Many of the retailers, nearly 1.6 million U.S. workers, are vulnerable to COVID-19 due to income disparities, racial discrimination or language barriers. They depend on OSHA to guarantee safe and healthy workplaces. The New Mexico Republican Party is moving their three-day convention and retreat this weekend to Amarillo, Texas, citing speakers' concerns over New Mexico's COVID-19 restrictions. Mass gatherings in New Mexico are limited to 150 people or less in most counties. Restrictions are based on county-level infection and vaccination metrics, with the state planning to fully reopen once 60% of eligible residents are fully vaccinated. Meanwhile, Texas lifted its mask mandate and restrictions on business in March. Amarillo's health department recommends mask use around vulnerable people, social distancing, and exercising caution during gatherings, but such public health measures are not required. State Republican Party Chairman Steve Pierce told the Las Cruces Sun News that hundreds have registered to attend the state Republican event in Amarillo, dubbed Operation Freedom. The convention's workshops will focus on local organizing efforts and problem solving beyond the pandemic, Pierce said. Notable figures planning to attend the event include South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, U.S. Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio, New Mexico Senator Mark Morris, who is running to fill the seat formerly held by U.S. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland, is slated to speak. This is KUNM.